one of our goals at the start of the season was to get to the Ulster final, and we're here now. Listen, so we have a big 60 minutes ahead of us against a very good Derry side.
Yeah, and really, I suppose, struggled in your first game against Tyrone and maybe lucky to escape from Healy Park, but since that it's been relatively plain sailing.
Well, listen, I thought we played well the first night. We just missed a lot of chances. We kicked 16 wide on the night, and, you know, it was one of those nights. You know, the last night out, we didn't miss anything. So, you know, sometimes it can happen that way. But no, we were quite happy after the first. We were lucky to end up. Danny Rogers did a very good save towards the end of that game and kept us in it. And I thought the second night again, and Balbuffet again, that was a very good Tyrone side, and we upped our performance in the second half, and it was a good second half performance. And you know, as I say, we performed well enough last Wednesday night. So looking forward to Wednesday or Monday night now.
Yeah, well, I think last Wednesday night performance was as good as one could have expected. You know, I know there's never a perfect performance, but it was pretty close, especially in the first half once you got going.
Yeah, we played well, and Patrick told me didn't start too well. Cavan looked lively early on, and again, it was another very good save by Danny Rogers early in the game. We could have went 3 or 4 down, but, you know, we had a purple patch for about 15, 20 minutes where we kicked maybe 10 or 10 scores and some very, very good scores. But, you know, our forward play and our kicking and our decision making was good, but at the same time, we were left open a couple of times and at the back, and we just need to work on that.
Yeah, always a bit scary, I suppose, after a performance like that. Going in, obviously, it's very much a case now for you and your management team of getting heads firmly rooted to back onto the ground again, because as most people expect, Derry will provide a much different test and a much different type of opposition than certainly Cavan.
Well, absolutely, we know Derry. Derry, very, very good side. We played them, in fact, a number of weeks back in a challenge match behind closed doors, and it was a very, very tight match. Just ended up, I think, all square or a point. I think we made one of a point on the night. So it's going to be a difficult match. We know what they're like. Very good players. A lot of Derry boys have won a lot of stuff with colleges, and you know, they've won Ulster Minor Championships. They're boys like Jack Doherty and Kearney and McGuigan and Danny Tallon. You could rhyme them all off. McAvoy, there's a lot of good players, Niall Keenan. So you could rhyme a good lot of them off. There's 6 or 7 Derry senior footballers. So, you know, we know it's a big task ahead of us. But there's one we're looking forward to, and it's the place we want to be.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, you know the players pretty well. Fergal McCusker, I was speaking to him as well. He was able to rattle off Donegal players. This is the thing about, I suppose, this under-21 team. You know, your paths have crossed a couple of times at under-21 and last year as well, and of course obviously the previous year in the Ulster Minor semi-final.
Yeah, listen, we met these guys since they were under-16, under-17, right through to minors and now at under-21 level. So listen, we know, and there's a fierce rivalry there, but it's a healthy one, and you know, Fergal McCusker is a very good manager, so it's going to be a good Ulster final. I know there's a lot of Donegal supporters disappointed with the venue, but listen, that's out of our control. But I mean, I'll be making an appeal to Donegal supporters to get there behind the team on Monday night. We will need that support. The support has been great so far, but we do need that Donegal travelling support next Monday evening, and you know, let's get there and support the young lads.
And team-wise, obviously it's just Saturday, so you're obviously starting your preparations now at the weekend. Kieran Gillespie, I suppose, missed Wednesday night's game against Cavan. What's the latest on Kieran?
Yeah, no, Kieran's going to be out for a bit longer, unfortunately, and you know, the hamstring is one of those injuries that he just needs time to recover, and you know, he's had difficulties since the start of the year, and but no, he's out. But the rest of the squad are all available, so I mean, we're in a healthy enough place. We know that we have to produce a big performance, Tom, on Monday night to get over the line, and it will take that squad. And you know, this is a strong squad there, but it will take every one of those players that play on Monday night to get us over the line.
Yeah, this is the thing about this particular team. You have got strength and depth, because there was a time when to lose a player like Kieran Gillespie would be a spotty blow, and we're not saying that it isn't a big blow, but you know, as you proved on Wednesday night, you just got on with it.
Yeah, listen, you have to. There's a point. It's out of our control. We can only control what we have in terms of the players, and unfortunately, at the start of the campaign, we were down 6, 7, 8 players, you know, for the first match against Tyrone, and you know, bit by bit, those players came back, and we're in a fairly healthy state now, bar Kieran Gillespie. And listen, as I say, all the lads in the squad are really looking forward to Monday night. Been their target.
And as we've seen, as you mentioned, strength and depth. And as we've seen, Norcan O'Connor came in for his first game on Wednesday night, scored 6 points. Keane Mulligan obviously is playing particularly well. So obviously, you have a bit of thinking to do before you select your team out for Monday.
Yeah, listen, absolutely. And again, I've always wanted to I don't like to dwell too much on individuals. It's the individuals fitting into that team plan and the game plan. And, you know, those guys know that the game plan and set it at this stage, and they continue to work on it. So to me, it's all about the team. It's all about the squad, not about the individual. And that's the way it'll be on Monday night.